Hi, my name is Brian Nelson. I'm the director of MenTeach. MenTeach is a clearinghouse for information about men teaching children. Its main purpose is to disseminate research, but also to work with men who either are currently teaching or who want to teach. Our goal is to increase the percentage of men teaching. I'm often asked, why aren't there more men going into education, and why don't men stay in the field of early education? Well, we did some research about this a few years back, and we came up with three reasons. The first reason is stereotypes. People believe that working with early education is women's work. The second is fear of accusation of abuse. Men believe or are afraid that people are going to falsely accuse them of harming children. And the third and final reason is a combination: low status, low pay. Men and women in the profession aren't paid what they're worth. Before I go into more detail about each of those reasons, let me tell you a story about how I got into the profession and what kept me in the profession. When I was a young man, I had a variety of jobs, one of them construction. When that ended, I decided I wanted to try something different. There was a child care center in my neighborhood, and I had done coaching of kids and summer camps, so I applied and I was hired. What I would do in my first few weeks of working is I'd run around with the kids. I would run, and the kids would pile on top of me, and they were having a great time, but my coworkers hated it. They thought I was riling the kids up, stirring them up, and wasn't keeping them calm. All of the teachers except for one, Phoebe Komen, and she, I still know her, she's a great teacher. She felt I was doing a great job, but I just needed some support, and she knew how to deal with a young ego. So she said to me, "Brian, you're doing a great job, but I just have a small suggestion. If you go into the book corner and read to the kids, you'll actually do really great, and you could rest a little bit too." So each week, she would add something new to what I was doing. It was a great approach to me, and it actually, over time, it made me realize, I started dawning on me, this profession has a lot more to it than just running around. Another thing that dawned on me was this was very important work. You could see all the changes going on in children, especially young children's lives, learning to walk, talk, read, just the basic things that you and I know that's so important for children's lives. It also made me wonder, well, where are all the men? And that's when I end up going back to grad school to find out and discover what are some of the reasons there aren't men teaching. To go in more depth about them, the stereotypes. Number one, the stereotypes. People think that it's women's work, and so they don't value it because they don't often value women and children. And we know, obviously, that men do care about children and are able to. They just need some additional skills and support to be able to do it, just like I did. The second thing, fear of false accusations of abuse. We know from data from the Department of Justice that children are more likely to be harmed in their own home than they are in a school. So children are safe in schools, and obviously we want our children to be safe. I'm a parent. I want my children to be safe. The best things to do are to make sure to supervise well, both men and women. The third and final area is low status, low pay. And you and I both know we don't go into this profession to make money. It's very hard work, and at the same time, we don't get respected the way we deserve. So those are things that keep men from entering the field and remaining the field. Let me share a few tips on inviting and welcoming men into the profession. First thing is similar to what Phoebe was doing, is to actually give them support around their strengths and realize that not all men know automatically how to work with children, just as women don't automatically know how to work on cars. You know, if I were to ask you to go in and change the transmission or spark plugs of your car, most women actually don't know how to do that and would need step-by-step instructions. Also, there's simple things too. Just like I would never ask you or an attorney or another professional, a woman, to get me a cup of coffee, I also don't think it's useful to ask men to always carry things. Will you lift this heavy object for us? Because we can't do it. Those small but subtle things can actually keep men out of the profession. One other simple but often forgotten area is just to invite men. I meet people, many women who have young sons or men in their families, you'll be surprised to know that they have never invited them to work in the profession of early education. So I think challenging those stereotypes, being supportive of men, and obviously the last piece, which all of us would appreciate, is to pay men and women more for their work, would make a difference in recruiting and retaining men. People often ask me, what do men bring to the field of early education? The best way to answer that would be to say, what do we want for our children? Well, we want the most modern classrooms, the cleanest environments, the safest environments. We also want the most qualified adults. And that would be both men and women. Because if you look around the world, you'll notice that half the world is half men and women. All you have to do is watch a man enter a classroom and watch how the boys and girls respond. They're hungry for men. They want men in their daily lives. And it's so important to have strong, caring men in children's daily lives so they can see nurturing and caring men. In closing, I'd like to encourage all of you to invite and welcome men into the field of early childhood education. If you'd like more information about MenTeach and the work that we do, go to our website, menteach.org, menteach.org. And I'd like to leave you with our slogan, "Men who change diapers change the world." Thanks much.